Moncrief on News Talk.
Late last week, the intelligence service of South Korea said it believed that the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is in the process of nominating his successor. They think it's his daughter, who's still in her early teens. Hazel Smith is professor of Korean studies at the School of Oriental and African Studies in London. Good afternoon, Hazel.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
I get the sense, Hazel, that this happens quite a lot. Every few years, there's always a new person that he's nominated as his successor or who seems to be favoured.
Well, the current leader is only about 42 or 43. So everything else being equal, it's likely not to be for some time. Although anybody who's seen the pictures of him on television will realise that he is severely obese. He smokes, he drinks, so he's likely to be ill. They will be wondering within North Korea, because they're not a democracy, they will be planning for some sort of authoritarian continuity. They will be thinking about who's next. He's got three children, we think. It's never been made public. And this daughter, who's about 12 or 13, we're not sure, is the only one that's been paraded in public. So basically what the South Korean intelligence services are saying is actually a commonsensical conclusion is that it is possible that maybe she might be a successor in the future. But I'm afraid that that is as definitive as it gets. There's nothing really concrete about this.
Now, it has been passed down from father to son previously. Passing it, if it were the case that he was to pass it to his daughter, would that be seen to be controversial at all in North Korea?
Not really. North Korea, contrary to perhaps some of the mythology, although there's undoubtedly sexism in the society and sexism in all societies, it's got a history since it became established as a state in the 1940s putting girls and women at least into positions of formal equality. All girls go to school in North Korea, always have done. That's unusual for a poor country, and it's a very poor country. All girls are, statistically speaking, numerate and literate. Again, for a poor country, that's unusual. And we do have women who have been in, although the minority, positions of political power. Currently, for instance, the foreign minister, who's been there for some time, is a woman, and she's very respected both nationally and internationally. And she's the one who would be the serious negotiator with the United States government, for instance, or the UK government or any other government that came into contact with North Korea diplomatically. So it wouldn't be too far out of the norm for a woman to have a senior political position in North Korea.
Now, do we know anything about the other kids?
No, we don't. And anybody who says they do is telling you porky pies. South Korean intelligence, which to be fair, first of all, it does get things wrong, whether deliberately or not. It has often in the past announced that individuals have been executed and then they'll turn up, you know, a few months later or even a couple of years later on television. But it also gets some things right. And one of the things if anybody knows anything of all the intelligence services, South Koreans, that because of the language, because they're close, because it's important politically, know the most. They certainly know much more than the US intelligence services about North Korea. And they're saying that they don't know anything about the eldest. They think he's a boy. In that case, he would be 13, 14, 15, never been seen in public. And they think there's also a younger child. Again, we don't know, a boy or a girl, younger than the 13-year-old. I mean, sometimes we have to be a little bit commonsensical about North Korea, because there's always a tendency to make them seem weirder than they are. It seems very likely to me that if you've got a 13-year-old girl, they're probably a little bit more mature than the elder boy, if there is an elder boy. Again, we're not sure for certain. And so they would be put on show as representing the family dynasty, which is central to North Korea, to all the mythology. And in that sense, she is useful in terms of saying to their own people, the television pictures go to their own people, look, this is a family dynasty. We are determined that this is still going to be so when Kim Jong-un dies. And I think that is a political message.
Yeah. And so would it soften his image to his own people to be out holding hands with his daughter at public events?
Well, I think that that would probably be the same almost in any country, wouldn't it? That if you've got a father that, and there's obviously fondness between the two of them, it doesn't look artificial to me, that does provide a fairly decent image of a human being to the family at home and probably abroad as well. But there is a political message, as I said, because what they're trying to say is that they are never thinking of North Korea becoming a democracy. They are never thinking of altering the political system, that the political system, as far as they're concerned, come hell or high water, is going to be led by the Kim family. And at the moment, the young girl is the sign of that generational continuity.
Mm. So is it, I mean, notwithstanding Kim Sr.'s bad habits, he's presumably not assuming he's going to drop dead anytime soon. So that might it be, you know, she's the he's very fond of her, but that's maybe as far as we can go in terms of this might be the successor.
I think it really is as far as we can go. And I think if you look, and I did, at the details of the South Korean intelligence statement, it really was much more of a, well, it might be or it might not be, but we think because she's on television a lot, she might be. It really was that level of summary of what's going on at the moment.
Mm. And we only, bizarrely, we only know her name because of Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Well, yes, what's even more bizarre is that Dennis Rodman, you know, the American basketball player, heavily tattooed and seen as a bit of an interesting figure in the United States, did strike up a friendship with the Kim family. I don't think he's been over for a few years, but did go over when this young girl was born, which is 12, 13 years ago, we're not sure exactly. And when he came out, he did say that this is a young girl, she's called Yue, and she's the daughter of, and I've held her in my arms, of the North Korean leader. So, yeah, so that's how it all came out.
If, though, Kim Sr. did have an accident or a massive heart attack, it wouldn't be this girl who'd take over, I assume. Who would? Might it be his sister?
Well, that's an interesting question. I think the way that the family rules is that you could easily have this young girl as a titular head, but with like a regent, you know, when you've got a monarchy and the king or the queen dies and the child is under 18, you would normally have a regent that would rule in their place. And in that place, in that situation, it could very well be the sister. Although, because she's got a powerful political position already in her own right. Although we do know from the last succession in 2011, even though this current leader, Kim Jong-un, was designated to follow his father, there was a lot of political instability within North Korea. His uncle was executed a couple of years after Kim Jong-un came to power. And so even if there is a titular head, and they will have somebody as a titular head if he dies early, and it could be the young girl, and even if there is a regent, and it's most likely to be the sister because she's politically powerful, it doesn't mean to say that they won't still be fighting for power, not just not within the Kim family, but between the Kim family and other important political families in North Korea. And there are other important political families. In fact, what's going to happen to this young girl, I think, is that she'll be married off to somebody who's from one of the other important political families, thus consolidating political alliances in North Korea.
My God, it's like Europe in the 1800s that people will be selling.
Game of Thrones, isn't it? Yeah, it is just like that. That's exactly how it's like.
My word. Hazel, thank you so much for speaking with us today. That was Hazel Smith there, Professor of Korean Studies at SOAS in London.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.